नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकरमह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सर्वजातं सहगुणरघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललितश्रीविशकान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीसा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्तकांत नागौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतिदेवी नमामि हरिप्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गाथा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री सनातन गोस्वामी डिसअपीयरेंस की जय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स Text number 71. Ekada deva satritu Gandharva sarasam ghana Upahuta vishwa shrikti Hari ghatopaghayane Ekada. Once upon a time, Devasatre, in an assembly of the demigods, Gandharva, of the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Apsarasam, and the inhabitant of Apsara Loka, Gana, all Upahuta, we are invited, Vishwasridhi, by the great demigods, known as the Prajapatis, Harigata, Upagayane. On an occasion of Kirtan, for glorifying the Supreme Lord, purport, translation and purport by Divine Grace, is a Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Once there was a Sankirtan festival to glorify the Supreme Lord in an assembly of the demigods. And the Gandharvas and Apsaras were invited by the Prajapatis to take part in it. Let's repeat. Once there was a Sankirtan festival to glorify the Supreme Lord. In an assembly of the demigods and the Gandharvas and Apsaras, we are invited by the Prajapatis to take part in it. Purport. Sankirtan means chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The Hare Krishna movement is not a new movement, as people sometimes mistakenly think. The Hare Krishna movement is present in every millennium of Lord Brahma's life. And the holy name is chanted in all the higher planetary systems, including Brahmaloka and Chandraloka, not to speak of Gandharva and Apsara Loka. The Sankirtan movement that was started in this world 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore not a new movement. Sometimes, because of our bad luck, this movement is stopped. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants again start the movement for the benefit of the entire world, or indeed the entire universe. This is Narada Muni speaking about his own life. Before he became known as Narada Muni, he's a Gandharva, extremely beautiful. We know from the scriptures that four things are disqualifications for pure devotional service. One is having an exceptionally beautiful and handsome body, high education, from a very wealthy family. The disqualifications. Another money is having this disqualification. He is extremely beautiful. What is the consequence of having a very beautiful and handsome body? For one who has this qualification, you become attractive. Not attractive to devotional service, not attractive to Krishna. We are attracted to sense gratification or the sense gratifiers. So the money was very, very attractive, and because he's very attractive, he is very, very famous, which is another disqualification. So he said here, Ekada. Once means it was not a regular thing. Not regular. He was not regularly invited like that. So he said, Ekada. Once upon a time, he was invited by the demigods and the apsaras for Sankirtan. And Prabhupada said here, Sankirtan means the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. And he said, this Hare Krishna movement, or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, is not a new thing. It is something that has been in existence. It is eternal activity.
Chanting the holy name of Krishna is eternal activity. It's not something that happens sometimes. And for those of us who are chanting Hare Krishna, we should know we are practicing our eternal operational duty. That we are practicing how to chant. When we become perfect in chanting, then we are going to perform that with Krishna in his transcendental abode, Goloka Vrindavan. So we are practicing our eternal occupation. So it's very important we should put effort. We should put a lot of effort in chanting. Because this is our occupational, eternal occupational duty. And it is the only thing the chanters are going to take with them after leaving this body. Our material body, we are going to leave it behind. The possessions we acquire from this body, we are going to leave all of them behind. Everything that has to go with this body, we are going to leave them behind. The only thing we will take with us is the holy name. That's our permanent asset. For those who are very intelligent and very, very fortunate, we should invest the best part of our energy into chanting. So Narendra Modi has been invited here to chant. The next local will explain what happened. But here, he has been invited. And having the disqualification of having an attractive body and being very, very famous among the sense gratifiers, he didn't chant the holy name. He is punished for that. And majority of people are not chanting the holy name. Only one is that the Modi didn't chant, he has a problem. So we can see how serious our own problem is, that we are not chanting, not even chanting. For those who are not even chanting, we can see how serious our problem is. For one who chanted once and mistakenly chanted, he has a problem. What about those who are not chanting at all? Means you have a serious problem. But here Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is not new. That means what? The International Society for Christian Consciousness is not a new society. It is an old society. For making it available for fortunate souls to chant the holy name. So Prabhupada brought ISKCON from the spiritual world. Because the name is from there, the movement for chanting name also came from there. ISKCON came from there, it's not from here. So Prabhupada came from there, the holy name is from there, and the society is also from there. So he is an acharya for ISKCON. In a purport, he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reintroduced the chanting of the holy name again 500 years ago, and his followers, which include himself. And before him, other personalities like the six Goswamis, they did the same thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested the six Goswamis by sending them to Vrindavan. You should go to Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically told them, go to Vrindavan. Before then, they were working, Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, they were working. very nicely under a Muslim. And the Brahmanas rejected them, and they were removed from the Brahmanical society. Therefore, they adopted Muslim names. They were okay, they were comfortable with that. They adopted, because everything was just external. Their internal nature never changed. Material things cannot affect spiritual things. When conditions are affected by Maya, it is just because we identify with it. So Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were working very nicely under the government. Although they were externally doing that, their main duty was not forgotten, and they were doing it, preaching Christian consciousness. So when it was time, they were waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. When it was time, Sarada Goswami, Rupa Goswami decided, nice, we have played a part of being a normal person in the material world. Now let us go back to the original duty that originally brought us here. Let us go there in full swing. So Sanatana Goswami told Nawab Hussain Shah, I'm sick. I cannot do my duty any longer. I'm sick. So there's somebody else to do this job. You see, what Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami are giving up. The Nawab was only the ruler for name, only. But the real people who was actually ruling were Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They were doing everything, but the king was there in the name. So when Sanatana Goswami said, I am very sick, I cannot do my duty again, The king, knowing fully well that my two arms are getting cut off, so what to do? I should rectify them. So he sent a qualified doctor, go and take care of Sanatana Goswami. It's my arm, left, right, and the left hand, just like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj, right hand is Lord Krishna, the left hand is Arjuna. The Nawab also has his right hand as Sanatana Goswami and left hand Rupa Goswami. And his two hands were going to cut off. For a person with two hands, how wonderful it is. So immediately he sent doctors, go and take care of my hands, get them treated. But when the doctor came, Sanatana Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam. He's a sick man. He's a sick man. He went and told the king, Satan is not sick. He is not interested in your government. He's not interested. He is not sick. Just go now. And just go now. Before 20 minutes. In 20 minutes. Go before 20 minute time. You'll see your sick man. The king came there and saw Sanatana was sitting there giving Bhagavatam class. So he said, What is this? You want to close down my government? No, I cannot take that. Put him in the jail. So Sanatana Goswami was put in the jail. But when I went to the jail of Sanatana Goswami, it is not a jail, it is a palace. Is it not? Is that a jail? It's a palace. The building is stronger than this 100 times. How is that a jail? It comes as jail. This is a jail. Devaki and Vasudev say this was a jail. But Sanatan Goswami's jail is a palace. It's not a jail. And all the facilities are there. Because he's a minister, he's not an ordinary person. He has a big position. Apart from his post, Sanatan Goswami has a quality of attracting everybody. So everybody loved him. That is there in his glorification. In Vrindavan, here is confirmed here in Vrindavan. So he is a spiritual master for Prajabasis. And everybody loved him. Both Grihasthas, they will go to Sanatana Goswami and tell him, see my wife do like this, see my husband did like this. He's a sannyasi. He never Maya, get out. Sanatana Goswami never do that. Our scripture says, Sato Brite, we should follow the full steps. But how are we following the full steps of Acharyas? That should be considered. Sato Brite, we should follow. Sanatana Goswami, he is an yasi, he never discriminated. He never also go beyond the boundary. Special qualification that he has. So he was put in the jail. But Sanatana does not care. He was simply preaching Christian consciousness. And one day he told the jail keeper, you are a holy man. You are a holy man. You know the duty for holy people. I'm a Muslim, I want to go to Mecca. Is it not approved in the Quran? He said, yes. So how will I go? I'm chained. How will I go? I want to go to holy place. I want to go to Mecca. So let me go. Take this money. I have done some good thing for you before. Yes. Now you should do me good also. Pay me the good I have done before. So the man look at the money and look at Sanatana Goswami. The money is too small for taking this risk. So Sanatana Goswami look at his face and he understood his mind. See, added more money to take this. When you look at the money, money has power. So he said, but how will I do it? Yes, I want to do it. And I would like you to go to Mecca, but how would I do this? The king is going to put me into trouble. Sanatana Goswami said, don't worry about that. I will tell you exactly what to do. Just tell the king that Sanatana Goswami, he answered the call of nature and he wanted to take the bath. So when you took him to Ganga, he jumped inside with the charcoal and the Ganga took him away. So he said, sometimes he's finished. Not to think about him anymore. He's finished. He said, okay. It's a good idea. See what is happening. We are hearing the past time. We have heard it many times. But see what is happening. One, Sanatana Goswami never had any difficulty. As a minister, as a normal worker, he had no difficulty. His problem started only when he started bhakti. He was not ready. When he started Krishna consciousness, problem started. Second, Sanatana Goswami is giving bribe. Is it approved in the scripture? Devotees will give bribe. Sanatana is giving bribe. Is it according to our scripture? Should give bribe? So devotees give bribes? Devotees should give bribes? Should devotees do that? What do you think, Prabhu? Devotees should do that. Very good. Devotees should do. Should devotees give bribe? Yes, devotees should give bribe even for Krishna. For Krishna, everything should be done. For ourselves? No. No. For Krishna, yes. So Satana Goswami established a principle. Whatever will take us to become Krishna conscious, do it. Whatever obstacle is there on the part of our devotional service, look at it very carefully. Whatever is required to get it off so we can do our duty for Krishna's pleasure, do it. Satana Goswami established the principle. So the jailkeeper released him. Satana Goswami left. That was not the end of his problem. It's just the beginning. Sometimes we take to Krishna consciousness, we will experience so many difficulties we do not have in the material world. So the mind will start to think, I was not having this problem before. I was gratifying my senses very nicely and there was no problem. Now I came to Krishna consciousness, health problem, difficulties, this and this and that. Is it necessary for me to continue? Better I should be my number self as I have been before. Now police case, now to go to court, now health problem, now devotees giving anxiety. Devotees, people who cannot talk to me in the material world, now they're insulting me. Let's learn from Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami did not see this. He only saw Krishna consciousness, devotional service. So therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, even if Krishna consciousness is full of difficulty, full of dread, full of anxiety, full of insecurity, stay there. Don't go anywhere. Stay there. What kind of advice is that? If you see tiger, you will embrace him? He says, stay there. Even if he's full of tiger, stay there. Why? Bhagavad Gita said, these are all due to mental concussions. It is not there, but our mental concussions have created them. Therefore, the Tattvavidha, those who can see, the conclusion is that don't give up, stay there. Because with time, by Krishna conscious potency, everything will be cleared off. And we'll be satisfied with it. So Sanatana Goswami, he didn't see this thing because he knows, so he continued. After this, he has to meet with someone else who wanted to kill him because of his money. As a diplomat, he knows all the intricacies of dealing with people or people's dealings with everybody. Every action has some meaning. So Sanatana Goswami knows all. So this man is treating him so nicely. When respect is too much, there is something wrong with it. It's not normal. It's not spiritual. It is material. There are so many facilities, so many material things behind it. When respect is too much. So Sanatana Goswami noted, this man does not know me. He's not a devotee. How can he be so respectful? How? This is not a charitable organization. This is a business center. So why is he giving me so many things free? Why? So much thing like this. There's something wrong. Looking at it carefully, he discovered. So he asked the servant, do you have some money with you? Say yes. So I thank Goswami, so Krishna, why did you bring debt with me? We don't need money. Don't we need money? Sanat Goswami said, why did you bring death with me? He was not carrying gun. It was money he was carrying. But Sanat Goswami, why do you bring death with me? The servant was not carrying gun, but money. But because that money attracted the attention of God, so it is dead. Give it to me. And Satan Goswami gave it to the man. He said, man, look at Satan Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you have saved my life. He knows that he's going to do a very sinful activity by killing a mendicant. But Sanat Goswami said, he said, you have saved me from committing very dangerous offense. Therefore, you are my well-wisher. So I won't take the money again. Please take the money. Sanat Goswami's purity softened his heart. The heart of a criminal became softened because of the compassionate, pure dealing of a devotee. So they say, yeah, no problem. No problem. You should take it. Actually, you are my savior. Because if you don't take it, someone else is going to do the same thing. So you saved my life. Take this. Take it. Don't worry. Take it. The man said, I will have killed you this night. I have the plan to kill you. Because my astrologer told me, this man who is here has money. All these years you have this restaurant. How much are you making? But the wealth has just entered your restaurant today. So if you kill this man, you will never need money again in your life. And I was just going to do that. But you have saved my life. Therefore, I will take the money. So I said, take it. Take it. Take it. So he took the money. Sanat Goswami continued. Not only that, because he was so famous, so popular, and he very, very careful about his Krishna consciousness. Devotees, as Prabhupada said, we should mold our life in such a way that we remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. Sanat Goswami molded his Krishna consciousness. He planned his Krishna consciousness. Not to have obstructions, he didn't take the major road. He took a bush path. And on the way, he drank bad water. He got disease on his body. He was not disturbed. He was simply satisfied with his Krishna consciousness. So he continued. When he finally met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, try to uncover all the pastime places in Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna performed all the wonderful pastimes. You were there, so you know all of them. He's a Prajapati, so he knows. So Chaitanya will give him the responsibility. Discover all those places that they are not covered. Find all of them. Establish temples and train devotees how to worship the deities nicely. Write books about Krishna consciousness. Write books. And you should protect all the devotees. How to do that? Give them the principle that will save us from making offenses so we can become successful in our Christian consciousness. So Sanatana Goswami Rupa Goswami, they came here and they live their life exactly as they were instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they discover every holy places that now we can come to Vrindavan and we go to visit this place, visit that place, visit this place, all these places. Sanatana Goswami Rupa Goswami, they made the sacrifice. They made a sacrifice. When they were living here, Vrindavan, there was no temple like this. This morning, I didn't want to come for the class. Why? Then it's falling. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were staying here, they didn't complain about rain. In doing their services, there were no complain, no anxiety. But they live not just one day rain. Their lifetime in Vrindavan was spent in the rain and cold and hot. They didn't complain. No house, no kitchen, no disciples, no devotees there to associate with. They created everything and offered the prasadam for us to come and enjoy. Yet, I complained. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. Oh, rain is falling too much. I told her, tell the temple I'm not coming. Rain is falling. How can I go like this? But Sri Chaitanya Goswami, no complain. They were sitting inside the rain and writing the books for us. They didn't complain. They did their services without complaint. Happily, no grudge. So we are enjoying the sacrifice all of them made. All right? Hare Krishna. Comments or question? Samadhi or Sanatana Goswami is just here. So probably requesting, can we just go there for darshan? We should have time. Everybody should create time to go there. It is necessary. We want the blessing. Today is a special day. It's a special day. So we should make our time to go there. Take his blessing. And part of the activities for today, to visit somebody, how to pray to him, begging him for mercy to continue our Christian consciousness nicely, and visit the samadhi. And also the temple. It's very close. Come visit the temple. Radha Madan Mohan temple. Hare Krishna. I don't have realization about anything, but Nama Acharya had that chakra. He said that if we want to chant the holy name nicely to the perfection, Sudanam, Bhavanam, and Premnam, then first of all, we should try to understand who is this person. Who is Harinam? Non-different from Krishna. Krishna himself directly. is the person we are associating with. And then chanting, then it means what? We want to have his association. It's not ordinary. So to have association, such a great personality, what should be our consciousness? If we know the importance of something, we'll give attention. So, because we don't know exactly who is this person, our attention, our effort, and determination is weak. Then we should know. Harinam, who is great, the supreme personality of Godhead, directly. And when you have two things, when you have two things, there must be some discrimination. If I have one thing, not discrimination, but if you have two things, there will be discrimination. So if the personality of God Himself and the Harinam Prabhu, they are the same, but still different. The difference is that Harinam is more merciful, more powerful than Krishna. See, if we know this, we will give attention. This is my savior. The whole of my life depends on the quality of my chanting, my association with Harinam. If you value this, our job will be very, very sweet. Very strong. And success will come very soon.
How can we understand this? Many times I've heard this concept like Holiness is not different from Krishna. So what it means, like how we understand and how we realize it?
How do we realize Holiness is not different from Krishna? By chanting. We realize it by chanting, not philosophically alone. Philosophy alone will not give it, will not give you that realization. If you want to realize it, it is by chanting. In the material world, they said the taste of pudding is pudding. No, it's in eating. So if you want to realize the potency of the name, it's by chanting the name. And the name will reveal himself to you. Then you will see the difference. By chanting. So let us chant. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gopi Manandi.